This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, the first broadcast of the new year. Wah-ah-ah. We're all excited over here. You know why? Because we left a pretty fantastic year in 2017. Year one of the, what do we call it? The recovery? the return of America as we know it? Year one was last year. We are in year two of the recovery of America. And this one is the full year of Donald Trump. See, Barack Obama still got a few days in January that he could say, oh, I was still president. Well, not anymore. This is the first full year of the Trump presidency. You get what I'm saying? Was it January 21st? Will actually mark his first full complete year? Am I right on this? Yeah, I think I am. So the point is, now we enter an entire new year of Donald Trump. We enter an entire new year of what it means to be America. American. what a difference a little N can make. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can reach us by calling at 844-551-8255. Who's going to be the first person to call the show this year? 844-551-8255. So I hope you had an amazing new year. I can only believe if you're listening to this program, you had one of the second best new year that you've had in a decade. The second best new year. Look, I approach every new year fresh with the idea of out with the old, in with the new. Let's clean up the schedule. You know, and if you're smart, you start to take things off your plate. What I try to do at the end of the year is say, what can I delegate? What can I, you know, what do I not need? Think about all the emails you've got saved up. And people, Brad, I've got a gazillion emails that are unread. Really? You going to read them? Be honest. I looked at my email. I had 23,000 unread emails. Now, the majority of it's junk. But then there are a few things that got dropped through the cracks. You know, people say, hey, Kevin, when you're in Montreal, you know, look me up, whatever. Few things got dropped through the cracks because I'm not a super organized guy. I need an organizer. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a few things drop through the cracks. You can't do it all. So what did I do? I went through. I was forced to do it. Google told me you're at 107% of your Gmail account, and it started popping a message up every 3 seconds. So I had to get down to 99%. So I'm down to 99% of my capacity in my Gmail account. That's how many emails I still have. But I promise you, the minute that I figure out how to just go back through and say everything from 2015 back, just delete it. I don't care what it is. Boop, delete it. If it's in my main account, if it's in admin or something like that, no. So you got to clean up. And that's what we're going to do. Politically, we're going to clean our plate. But here's what's funny about it. It's not going to be us doing it. The left is already helping us to clean our plate. I heard they got the new DNC director, Hispanic dude. He's like, we've got a plan for all 50 states. I'm thinking, really? What's your plan? Let me tell you what the Democrats tell you when they tell you that they're planning something. They're planning skullduggery, malfeasance. They are planning, how can we cheat in all 50 states and win? The Democrats aren't looking for real policy initiatives that help the country. You think that the Democrats are putting together a strategy that says, let's figure out how to create jobs. Let's really do that. Let's figure out how to bolster up the economy. Let's figure out how to make sure that we don't have any bad actors in America that are trying to hurt citizens, illegals, refugees, claiming to be refugees who are really terrorists. Do you think that in the year 2018, the Democrats have any different agenda, any different solution than they had in 2017? They have brought all their baggage over. But you know what? Here's the good news. They are going to unpack their own bags. They're going to be throwing their bags out like it was Schindler's List. You remember when the Nazis just told all the Jews, throw your bags over here, and then they went through them and got all the jewelry. Now, I'm not alluding that we're going to go through their stuff and take the jewelry, but, you know, if the shoe fits. I'm just saying, these guys are going to, they're forcing their own baggage out. Why? You guys are going, Kevin, where are you going with this? They're forcing themselves out because every time they say, oh, Trump did this or the Republicans are doing that, they out themselves. We no longer believe them. In the 2 years, now going into we're into our third year of this reprogramming. Most of America, and certainly conservative America, and by the way, part of Democrat, leftist America, is into a reprogramming mode. And that reprogramming mode says, I no longer believe anything these leftist, you know, pukes say. They don't believe them. They don't believe CNN. They don't believe the New York Times. And so now when we're shifting this over and the Democrats are trying to bring all this baggage over, their own people are going, and I'll prove it to you. I'll let you hear clips from last year where people are like, I don't know. I was thinking that Donald Trump was bad with this FBI thing, but now I don't know. I'm beginning to believe him. This is the intelligentsia. These are people who have been trained never to go against the leftist narrative, no matter what. And you know what they're doing? They are abandoning it in droves. So we're going to be talking about that today. Here's what I want to know from you. I hope you had an amazing New Year. I know you did. For me to ask you, hey, how was New Year? It's a rhetorical question. You had an amazing New Year. You celebrated, to quote Prince, like it's 1999, and there was not going to be a year 2000. You celebrated. You said, I'm going out with all the gusto I possibly can. And you hugged loved ones, you called, you texted, you Instagrammed, you Insta, whatever. You did it all. You Snapchatted. All the ways you could communicate, you communicated with the people that you care about. And you know what else you did? You came into 2018, I'm going to say it for you, with a smile on your face. You were exuberant. And here's the dirty little secret that the left doesn't want to tell you. So are they. They've got amazing prospects and new jobs and opportunities and things abound. They started shoring up issues with family and some friends. They don't want to tell you, but they're coming into this year happy, happier than they've ever been. Politically, they're going to look at it, oh, but trust me, they're happier than they've ever been. We'll be back, folks. We'll see you again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, it's always an amazing thing to come back after a weekend, especially a long weekend like what we had. And the news that's out there, it's insane. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. And please tell people about the show so they can download it and, quite frankly, keep us from having to look for sponsors and things like that. Because once you get to a certain number of downloads, you can get sponsorship, and it's independent of what, you know, I don't need to worry about who, you know, who's trying to boycott me or whatever else. So please help us out there. Download the show. If you're a listener, make it a point to download the show, even a segment, whatever. I don't care. But mostly, let your friends know. I mean, we've got to expand this show. Anyway, there's a ton that's gone on over the weekend. Hillary Clinton actually, and I'm going to talk about a ton of stuff, but I want to start with this. Hillary Clinton accused Fox News of being propaganda for President Trump and the Republican Party. And one of my friends tweeted, yeah, because having ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, PBS, NPR, HBO, Netflix, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and all that, on your side just isn't quite fair enough. Man, you cannot satisfy the left. I'm going to tell you, I've been warning you guys for a long time. Stop trying to satisfy your leftist friends, family members, cohorts, acquaintances, whatever you call them. You cannot satisfy them. There is nothing you will do that will ever be good enough. They could never donate a nickel to charity. You could donate 30% of your salary, and they will still ridicule you as inhumane, not wanting to get off your money and all kinds of things. They're still going to call you what they call you. So why do you try to satisfy them? I mean, there's nothing you're going to say or do. You could talk about your kids and how you've raised them right, that you've taught them character, morality, ethics, and you're not trying to be pretentious when you pay for college or whatever else, and they will still call you, oh, you're just what? You hate black people. I'm not kidding you. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what kind of life you live. In fact, the better the life you live, the more they think of you as a stooge. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable how twisted their logic is. And you're not going to untwist it unless you start fighting back. Media, for me to have a discussion around, oh, Donald Trump, he's looking at me, attacks CNN. Barack Obama attacked Fox. We talked about this the other day. He attacked Fox relentlessly. Maybe not by Twitter. Maybe he had a different strategy for it. He tried to keep it, make it sound presidential. You know, Fox News always talk about me. I mean, you know, look at what Fox News said. Fox News. Go back and look at all the times he said that. Now, here's a guy that had all the other media in his pocket, beating him down, going after him through the NSA, searching, I mean, I'm talking about stealing computers, data off computers. He wanted to know every little bit about them. He had dirt, I guarantee you, on every one of those media people. And his minions were telling him, hey, Ed, I know you're having an affair. So-and-so, I know you cross-dress. You, lady, I know you, you know, and your German Shepherd are more than just, you know, pets and owners. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had everything on these people, hanging it over their heads. And nobody, you know, says a word about what Barack Obama does to the media, threatening to throw him in prison. But Donald Trump, hey, he calls CNN fake news, and it's DEFCON 4. Just isn't fair enough that Donald Trump would go after CNN and attack them as fake news. Look, we got a ton to talk about, but I want you to understand their side, what you're dealing with. And here's why I tell you this. I want you to stop placating them. I want you to stop listening to them and going, oh, okay, well, I understand. I don't understand. I don't understand your hatred for Trump. I don't understand your love for Obama. I don't understand your love for all the things that are antithetical to the American way of life, to what makes common sense. Democrats often use the term, we need common sense, insert nonsense here, reform, right? We need common sense gun control. We need common sense tax, you know, where we tax you more. It's common sense everything. And what's interesting is these are the people that bring common sense to nothing. Are you paying attention to Kevin Jackson here? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd love to hear from you. One of my friends tweeted this. Here's a little something for you to ponder. President Trump can't seem to get $20 billion for a wall. But how did Obama come up with $150 billion to give to Iran? Good point, right? We didn't build a wall. We weren't building a wall. Oh, well, we had you know, done some bad things to Iran back in the 70s and the 80s, and they needed their money back. And, you know, we know they're not sponsoring terror. We know Iran is great, 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 this, that, and the other. Look, and also, they're tiny. They're tiny. They're just little. I mean, Donald Trump wants a common something that you would call common sense. The same reason why you put a fence around your house, the same reason why you lock the doors of your house, the same reason why you lock your car, right? The same reason why if you were to come out from your Christmas shopping and there was a gang of banditos surrounding your car, you would be, what the heck? Get away from my car. No, you probably wouldn't. You'd probably be scared. But I'd go up to him and go, hey, S's, what's up? Why are y'all hanging around my car? This ain't your car. But I'm just saying, common sense. They want common sense gun control. There's a law that's being sponsored in New York about common sense gun control. I want to cover it a little bit later. But they want to check your social media. If you apply for a gun license, they want to look at your social media. Oh, it's only for a certain period of time. But these are the very same people who would be mad, who are mad about Bush and the Patriot Act. And they say, well, the NSA is allowed to look at all your data. Well, okay, I don't like the Patriot Act either. But I'll tell you this, I don't want you snooping around my social media to determine if I should get a firearm. What are you going to determine what I should do next? But we'll get into that in a bit. Oh, my gosh. Here's one. The interesting little tidbit. Razor tweeted this to me. Scientists admit global warming is caused by a large ball of fire in the sky. And he talked about a CNN article where they said this. Get this. Harvard and Yale scientists are proposing we tackle climate change by dimming the sun. It sounds crazy, but according to their research, it could actually cut the rate of, and then it dot, 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 it dots off. So they want to dim the sun. They finally admit, you know what? It's that stupid sun that's so hot. That's why we've got this problem with global climate change. Yeah, all fake data. Everything these guys want to do, they don't want to tell you the truth. They set their narrative, and then they build to it. How sick is that? That's what the left has come to. And they don't even recognize it. Hey, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police all over the country are doing last-minute security checks to keep you safe at your New Year's Eve celebration, including New York City. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill tells Fox News, there's no credible threats, but everyone needs to stay alert.
No, there's no specific or credible threats against the event or against New York City in general. But we have had three terrorist attacks in the last 27 months. Telling you to go about and live your lives, but pay attention to what's going on around you.
Patrick Frazee is the Colorado man facing charges in the connection with the murder of his fiancée, Kelsey Barrett. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Dan May details some of the charges against Frazee.
The District Attorney's Office filed 5 felony counts against Mr. Frazee, 2 counts of first-degree murder. We also have 3 separate counts of solicitation.
Police also believe Frazee had at least 1 accomplice in the murder and disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's been this remarkable interview Tom Yamas from ABC did with the First Lady Melania Trump, where there's been really one piece of news after another coming from it as ABC has rolled it out. And there's a new piece they unveiled this morning where Tom asked the First Lady about her marriage. So let's listen.
You're not the first Lady to have to deal with her husband's alleged infidelities. Has this put a strain on your marriage?
It is not concern and focus of mine. I'm a mother and a first lady, and I have much more important things to think about and to do. I know people like to speculate and media like to speculate about our marriage.
You mentioned you still have a good marriage. Do you love your husband?
Yes, we are fine. Yes. It's what media speculate, and it's gossip. It's not always correct stuff.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I find that interview so insulting. Let me tell you why. There were rumors that Barack Obama is bisexual and that he would hang out with this guy. His name is Reggie Love. We would make fun of him on this show. I can't even say it without laughing. Well, you guys are laughing. It is funny, isn't it? Reggie Love. And that for the dude to have the name Reggie Love, I mean, it's just too perfect. Anyway, he's Obama's BFF, best friend for life. And he's on Valentine's Day or some, like Michelle's birthday, here's Reggie Love and Obama walking on the beach. I'm not, you can't even make it up. Maybe it was their anniversary. But it was a big event. And Barack Obama is not with Michelle, he's with Reggie Love. Nobody ever that I can recall said, Michelle, you know, we've got to tackle the big elephant in the room, Barack Obama and Reggie Love. What's going on? Said no interviewer ever. Those rumors were legit based on Barack Obama's life with, what's his name, Larry Sinclair, who said he performed sexual acts on Barack Obama. And I've met Larry. He's the most flamboyantly gay dude. And in his youth, he was older, but I bet Larry was a good looking dude. I'm just saying, looking back on and trying to do a time reversal when I met him and big flirt, you know, flirt with me. Oh, Kevin, you're so cute, huh? You know, hey, Larry, I don't roll like that, bro. But he says, I don't care what anybody says. He goes, I don't care if people believe me. I'm telling you what happened between me and Barack Obama, period. And I completely believe it. I'm not lying. He wasn't like this, the publicity seeker type dude. So, long and short, and by the way, I don't care. I don't care what Barack Obama does with his body. If that's what you want to do, fine. But why are you running from it? That's what he's running from it. But anyway, nobody ever asked Michelle Obama about rumors of Barack Obama's bisexuality, his homosexuality, anything. Never in a single interview, not Republican, Democrat, left, right, name it, whatever. Nobody's, so what about these rumors? And yet, they open, what about the rumors of your husband doing this? And of course, the first lady's classy. Look, that has nothing to do, and they showed in this clip, they showed the Globe and all these different people, Trump's having an affair, Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, guys, I get it. I get the sensational nature, and I do understand that those papers have been right a lot. I get it. But I'll tell you this. It's hard for me to believe that Donald Trump, a man who could have whatever he wants, says, I'll get married to Melania, and then I'm going to go get with these hoochie girls, you know, whenever. Donald Trump could have easily said, I'll stay single. I will be with a new woman every single minute of the day. He's got the money to switch women out every minute. You know, if the dude paid $1,000 a minute for beautiful women, they could time it and just have these beauty queens ready to go. Here, your turn, your minute. What would that be? I don't even know. What is it? 1,000 minutes? Okay, maybe not a minute. But let's say he switched them out. Okay, let's just do it this way. If Donald Trump switched the woman out every day for $1,000 a day, it's $365,000 a year to have a different hottie every day. Now, you might say, no, call girls are more than that. Okay, let's up it. Let's make it $10,000 a day versus $1,000. So instead of $365,000, it's $3.65 million a year to have a new hottie on his arm every day. I think that's a pretty good rate, if you ask me, you know, to go hang out. If a billionaire woman, if a billionaire woman said, Kevin, for $10,000 a day, you know, I'd like you to come hang out with me. I'll put it this way. Even if I with a significant other, I would say, hey, babe, what do you think? You know? And don't be surprised if the answer is, well, you know what? We got nothing better to do. Go do it. 10 grand a day. So Trump could easily do this. Never worry about, you know, any rumors or innuendo. When he married Melania, I think dude said, hey, this is my girl. I've never gotten the impression from Trump that he was that guy. I'm just saying, even with the bimbo Russian, because look, I've got rich friends who you know, live their lives and live some different lives. I'll put it that way. And I'm just saying, they don't have the kind of coin that Trump has. Look, I'm gonna leave it alone. All I'm telling you is, Trump doesn't have to do it. Trump is like, look, if I'm going to commit to you, it's cool. We're there. Because I can't imagine what this guy could have done with his money. And it's a lot simpler to not worry about your just having that one woman. Because if they said, oh, we see Donald Trump out with a new woman. Okay, great. It's like Hugh Hefner. Okay, I got a different lady. I got a different beautiful woman that I'm out with today. Now, I think the part that billionaires are concerned with is, are you genuine? Are you with me for my money? Are you with me for your, you know, for stature or what? He's got a woman who's, you know, with Melania, first lady, who says, look, I've got my own money. I've got my own reputation, blah, blah, blah. I just don't buy it. But these people attack her at every turn, man. It's quite frankly, it's insulting. He says, she says, it's not a focus of my time. And then the thing was they said, well, if you're supporting Kavanaugh by way of your husband, you don't stand with women. And she says, that's not the case. She says, I stand with women who are truly abused and sexual assault. I don't stand with women who are hoochies and chicken heads. And okay, I'll just say it, skanks. I don't stand with them. I stand with women who are legitimately under the gun. Women who, a friend of mine was sexually harassed at work. She won the case. But let me tell you, I was outraged that she had to go through that. You know, a boss, and she's an attractive girl. And, you know, the boss is like, you know, ooh, you know, and she's just like, look, I'm here to do my job. No, my looks have, no, you know, I mean, she can do her job. It wasn't like, she wasn't hired because she looks good. She was hired because she's very competent. And she's got to go through that. Most attractive women have had to go through that, and they know how to navigate it. But they shouldn't have to go through it. You know, I don't, it certainly shouldn't be, you know, something where your job hinges on it. And when it's worse than that, when it's sexual abuse, you know, then it really gets to me. But here's the other part of this. There was a rapper. His name is T.I. You've seen him in movies. And I love this story because it proves so much how the left is. So he did a teaser of a new a video that's coming out, and he slams Kanye West and President Trump, and he features a fully nude stripper who impersonates First Lady Melania Trump. And he dropped this video on October the 12th, and essentially disses Kanye West and the whole deal. And if you watch it, I mean, it's the girl, she looks like Melania, but she's not classy. She's just, you know, it's a stripper. And it's all a publicity stunt. And he added this caption, "Dear 45, I ain't Kanye." And I saw this thing and I thought to myself, well, here's a guy, I don't know where his career stands. I really don't. If he's like most of these guys, he can't rub two nickels together. So in a time when he's ready to drop a new CD, what's he do? He uses Trump. And in this case, denigrates the First Lady. Now, I would just love for you to think of it this way. What if some white dude did a thing on Michelle Obama and made her some big buff dude, you know, and put her nude, you know, slapping Barack Obama around, you know, like bending Barack over a knee and spanking him or something, and did a video like that of the First Lady? What would the left say? How would they handle it? I think you know the answer. Look, I don't like Michelle Obama. I've made fun of her in some tongue-in-cheek ways, but she was the First Lady of the United States. I didn't like that because I don't like her. I don't like her attitude towards this country. But I would never make a video like that. I would never do something to that degree. And we just need to stop, you know, coddling Michelle Obama. If they're going to do this to Melania, we just need to go full bore on these clowns and let them know how we think about Michelle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys have heard me talk about this, but it can never be overstated enough. We live in a world where things have flipped. Leftists have us so jacked up that we've lost our sensibilities. At least we did for a while. And I could give you many political examples. I could talk about border security. I could talk about tax policy. Too many things to mention, to be honest. But those leave room for argument. So let's make it personal and let's discuss fat shaming. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. Many of you will say to me, Kevin, these are touchy subjects. You can't talk about that because you're not fat. How do you know? I consider myself fat right now. I'm in the process of losing weight. So I obviously believe that I'm fat. Fatter than I choose to be. Now, you can put a number on it and go, oh, look at that. You know, he's 20 pounds overweight or his body mass index is this much. That's what makes him, by different definition, fat. No, fat is in the eye of the beholder. Well, I've been looking at this problem with fatties
And fat shaming is merely fat people attempting to shame people who care about their fitness. It's health shaming for all practical purposes. People look at me, they say, yeah, I go, I'm trying to lose, I got to lose another 10 pounds. Kevin, what are you talking about? You don't have 10 pounds to lose. Look at your muscle. Look at your, who are you to tell me that I don't have another 10 pounds to lose when I consider myself a fatty? Who are you to say that? I hear people say, oh, I'm going to do such and such. I used to be that guy. I suffer from liberalism. I would go like, man, you ain't got to lose no weight. Huh? You know, get one of your bodybuilder friends. Yeah, man, I got to cut back. I got to do this, that, and the other. And you're looking at him going, holy cow, man, you're ripped. Yeah, but he's not ripped enough to win. By bodybuilding standards, he's a fatty. Leave him alone if he wants to lose some weight. Or she. The reason why I brought this up is because I talked about Amy Schumer. She declared that she doesn't need to lose another ounce to feel better about who she is. And I thought to myself, that goes against everything Michelle Obama stood for as first lady. Michelle Obama would have fat shamed the heck out of that Schumer girl. And effectively, she did, right? Michelle Obama was fat shaming by saying, you should be healthy. Now, why didn't anybody talk about it that way? Because who can argue with telling somebody, be healthy, feel good about who you are? There's no logical argument for that. You can't get after Michelle Obama for her saying we need to live healthier lives. We should want to live healthier lives. There's nothing wrong with that. Versus the person that says, I don't care about my health. I'll eat. I'll smoke. I'll do nothing. I'll be sedentary, whatever. And then we go, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to be in this big pool of, you know, people going to the hospital, and you, fatty, I don't want to take care of myself, you're going to be the one raising my rates. And all of Michelle Obama's deal was, this is preventative for Obamacare. This is going to make us a healthier nation. We won't need to use our insurance as much. So you makes sense, right? Oh, it certainly makes sense, but nobody accused Michelle Obama of fat shaming people. No. Then they made Amy Schumer suddenly the poster child of fat girls. Correction, fat ugly girls. Because let me just tell you, there's some fat girls that they're attractive. They even got these big girl models. They call them BBWs, big body women. And so trust me when I tell you, there are guys that love these thick babes. Anyway, Amy Schumer's the poster child for this now. And I'm all about loving who you are. I've told a story of a friend of mine. She's overweight. She used to be fine as frogs here in college. Beautiful girl. She got out of college, met her husband, and said, boop, just add water. She was the Pillsbury Doughboys' black sister. And, you know, low rotund thing that nobody recognizes anymore from college. In college, you were like, dang! When she married Danny, didn't care. Told me point blank, I ain't working out. Danny's fit. I ain't working out. I worked out. I was at college. I got my husband. I got my kids. I'm done. And I used to laugh because Danny would always, yeah, we going to go work out, you know, tomorrow at the gym. And I'm like, right after she eats two Cinnabons. No, sorry, dude. Your girl has made it clear she ain't working, and she never did. And they got divorced. But I love who you are. His wife loved who she was. She said, "This is me. I'm riding it out for the duration." And I'm gonna tell you, of everybody I've ever met in my life, I believe her with all my heart. But since when is it bad to want to improve yourself? Amy Schumer is promoting this thing: don't evolve. People decide to lose weight for a variety of reasons, of which vanity certainly can be one of them. But there are plenty of other reasons. I had a friend, he's probably lost 15 pounds in the last week and a half. And saw him, and was like, what is going on with you? He says, went to the doctor. Doctor said I was a dead man walking. He says, you're either going to change your diet or you are a walking massive heart attack. Some people actually feel better when they are thin. And I'm not talking about going down to the level of anorexic. They feel better. Their body is used to performing at a particular rate. Think about it this way. Your body tunes itself all the time, right? It says, okay, heart, your heart goes, he runs this far, you know, he climbs the stairs, does whatever, walks, trains, does baseball 3 times a week, whatever. And your body gets acclimated and says, I can handle this. Okay, I'm tuned in. And then suddenly, you either try to up it, and your body hurts. It rebels a little bit. It goes, hey, man, ah, you get sore the next day, and your body says, I wasn't ready for that. So if you're going to go that route, we got to prep. We got to do more. So it strengthens the muscles, drops more fat. You may gain weight because muscle is heavier than fat, but it says, I got to prep for this new thing you want me to do. If you're going to get into cross-country skiing, I'm going to have to get you ready. It's a personal choice, though, right? And here's the thing. Most people don't care how fat or thin others want to be. They don't. They don't care. If I see a fat person, I don't think to myself, ooh, look at that fatty over there. You know, what? I don't even care how big you are. I saw a dude in the airport the other day. I'm not kidding you. If you put your arms as low as you could and you tried to hook them together, you still wouldn't be able to get your arms around his belly. I saw a dude. He's looking around kind of self-conscious. I made eye contact with him twice for no other reason than he's a big boy. And when you're scanning a room, he was right there. But I didn't give 2 seconds about his weight. Whatever he chooses to do, you know, that's up to him. But there are times when fat people annoy me. I'm not going to lie. Like when one sits next to me on a plane, I don't like fat encroachment. I maintain my weight so I fit comfortably in my assigned seat on the plane, my little area of the world. And I work hard not to fat encroach my fellow passengers. There should be a reward for people like me. Now, on the flip side, there are times when I love fat people. Like, for example, if I'm in the woods and I'm getting chased by a wild animal, a wolf or a bear, or if I'm stuck in a snowstorm and I just need to cuddle, you know? Yes, I want my fatty. But most of the time, I don't think about how big you are, how little you are. I believe that, honestly, I believe most fat people project their insecurities on us, and they try to shame us for their inability to get off their lazy behinds and hit the gym and live healthy. How are you going to try to shame me? Have you seen the show My 600-Pound Life? Have you seen the show? At what point do you suck it up, Buttercup, and say, this extra 400 pounds is not adding to the quality of my life? I want you to think of whatever weight you are right now. Because let's say if you're a woman, you might weigh anywhere from 120 pounds to 190. I don't know, 210, okay? In my 600-pound life, that means somebody put two big old linebackers, well, let's say high school linebackers, on your shoulders, one on each shoulder, and say, carry them around for the next, you know, whatever length of time you're able to live. You go to the bathroom. I was just thinking, when did you go to the bathroom by yourself and you couldn't do it? You were like, somebody's got to help me. Is that not a sign to get it together? I mean, trying to carry two heavyweight boxers on each of your legs and you want to blame somebody else? There was a trigger that didn't go off in your system. But don't blame us. That's what Amy Schumer. I don't care if I lose another ounce. Yeah, to the next ounce and the next ounce. And the ounces become pounds or whatever. You know, Amy Schumer, I would say to you, do you care about how much people have to pay for health insurance because of your attitude and the attitude of people like you? Look, I'm not getting after fat folks. Again, I don't care. I don't even care, honestly, if we have to set aside some money to get you more help down the road. I don't care. I really don't. But what I care about is when somebody wants to make me care about the position that they took for themselves. I had nothing to do with your decision. None. Why do I have to be the one to pay for it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.